Elizabeth Barrett is a wife, mother, grandmother, licensed marriage and family therapist, educator, eavesdropper, and emotion worker. She uses all of these skills to address the subjects we all struggle with in this conversation with the reluctant therapist. Happy Tuesday and happy August, Elizabeth.
Happy Tuesday, happy August to you, Hank. I'm happy to be here. Happy to be sitting in this chair. And happy to be sharing this moment with you.
Great. And,
okay, we're not attending a wedding because I can see that look in your eye. We're not going to talk about weddings, although this song may make us feel like we want to get up and dance around. We're actually going to spend the day talking about things that we feel joyous about, things that make us celebrate. So let's just get in the mood a little bit.
Did you do a grad night at Disneyland when you were a high school senior?
No, the parents put on, I think we had some sort of grad night celebration somewhere else, but we were too far away to do the...
Okay. I grew up in Orange County, and yes, the grad night at Disneyland was a big thing, and Kool and the Gang was performing that night.
So. That's amazing. So yep. This song must have a lot of personal resonance
it
for
does.
You.
Well, it's now resonates with weddings, because I've heard it 40 times at all the weddings I've been to. But yeah, it still harkens back to that summer evening in 1981.
Well, and it's interesting because, you know, music and sounds and smell have such a strong pull to us. And this song really has, in ways, been relegated to the wedding circuit. But if you listen to the things that they're talking about, it's just about celebrations in general and about, like, that sheer joy of life and embracing the sheer joy of life. So, yeah. So today I was thinking about, you know, we don't talk enough about those things that are really fun and exciting in our lives. I mean, maybe we do in our private life, but on the show sometimes I think we're talking a lot about those serious things, you know, that we all struggle with, those things we grapple with. But I also think it's just as important that we take time to celebrate and talk about those things that give our life joy and pleasure, and to give equal time and energy to those parts of our lives as we do of other parts of our lives. And so while I was hiking the last 4 days, I was up in Juneau, Alaska, visiting my daughter. While I was hiking through the rainforest there, I kept thinking about that old philosophical thought. If a tree falls in the forest and no one's there to witness it, does it make a sound? And I thought the same thing with our life. If we have a momentous occasion and something exciting happens and no one's there to witness it or experience it, or we don't share it, does it make a sound in our lives? So that's where we're going today. It's a celebration. It's a celebration. Celebrate. All right, so Hank, is there anything that's gone on in your life or going on in your life right now that you want to make public and share, something that you're proud of, excited about?
Well, if we're being self-serving, and you told me before the show that we were, I mean...
Not self-serving,
self-celebratory.
Thank
okay.
you.
because I do have a spouse's birthday is coming up later this month, which I'm excited about. But from a self-celebratory point of view, I just figured out that... I had my 29th anniversary of being here at KCBX last month, just like a week and a half ago. So that's 29 is not a celebratory number, but there's one coming up in less than a year. So that's kind of exciting.
But it is, I mean, 29 years of anything is worth acknowledging. And so I'm going to witness your anniversary of being the voice, one of the main voices here at KCBX for so many years. I mean, long before I came to work here, you were a recognizable force and voice in my head for my travels up and down the coast.
Okay.
Thank you for celebrating.
So, I mean, aside from that, I'm just, I'm not a huge celebrator. I mean, I like birthdays and anniversaries as much as the next guy, but I don't live for the party or any of that.
Yeah, and I think, you know, sometimes we just associate celebrations with weddings and big parties and events and raucous experiences. But it's really about celebrating kind of those day-to-day moments or smaller things that give our life and our mental health these little boosts that we need, because it's really hard to live from one big event to another, right? If the only thing you had to look forward to or celebrate or experience throughout the whole year was your birthday or your anniversary, that's a lot of days in between where you're just kind of floating along. And so I thought, wouldn't it be great to really take time to stop down and to celebrate those things that might in some ways go unnoticed in our lives? So we might not notice, oh, 29 years at the station. Well, it's, and you even said it's not a celebratory number, but it is an accomplishment. It's something that's important to you. It's you being a part of something for a long time. And so I think we tend to gloss over things that don't seem to have some sort of universal significance. And wouldn't it be better if we're trying to maintain good mental health day in and day out, if we really took time to celebrate those things that seem like small victories? You know, maybe making a souffle for the first time that doesn't collapse, or, you know, doing a hike that you've wanted to do for a long time and getting to the top of it. And even though you do the same walk every day, you know, those little victories, those little things are celebratory.
Since you put it that way, then I do have another something to celebrate. Okay. I did some plumbing repair over the weekend, and I fixed our toilet, and when I turned the water back on, water for the one of the first times ever did not squirt everywhere. So that's something worthy of celebration right there.
Absolutely. That's an accomplishment. I can see your face.
Yep, and it worked. It worked on the first flush, and it was pretty exciting.
I wish everyone could see the joy in your eyes right now and the smile on your face, because it is sometimes those simple pleasures, overcoming a puzzle or figuring out, you know, something that's been a quandary for a long time. Those are worth celebrating. And now you can look at that every time you flush and say, yay.
It worked again.
You can have almost a every few hour celebration, mm-hmm. depending how much you're in there. Well, this is A Conversation with a Reluctant Therapist. I'm Elizabeth Barrett, and I'm going to be opening up the phones today and asking you to call in and share those things that you'd like to celebrate, those things you'd like to have witnessed, something that you feel proud and excited about. You can be part of the conversation by calling in. You can also stay in touch with us through our Facebook page, The Reluctant Therapist, or Conversation with the Reluctant Therapist. We post the show every week. Sometimes I remember to put up photos. You can leave messages there. You can also send me an email to elizabeth@thereluctanttherapist.com. You can listen to previous shows at kcbx.org under the News Talk tab or right at the top there. And Bree does a great job of keeping our shows current, and so you can listen anytime. And if you'd like to take the show with you, you can podcast the show, subscribe to our podcast through Apple Tunes or NPR One or however you access your podcast. Just search A Conversation with a Reluctant Therapist and hit subscribe, and then the shows will download onto your device, and you can listen while you're taking your walks or your hikes or however you spend your time. And we can be a part of that experience with you. So, as I mentioned at the beginning, I just spent the last week visiting my daughter in Juneau, Alaska. My husband and I went up there, and it was a fabulous trip. And I'm still kind of coming back down to earth after experiencing something so different than where we live now. And I had some great conversations with people I met there, and I'm like looking forward to editing the conversations and bringing you a whole show that's Juneau-centric. But it was while I was there and walking through these primordial rainforest areas, just hard to describe, hard to imagine, but we're just kind of walking through these silent places, and it's very remote and very quiet, and we felt very alone and just in this beautiful solitude. And I kept kind of reflecting on that philosophical thought that was first posed in 1710 by George Berkeley, that if a tree falls in a forest and no one is around to hear it, does it make a sound? And so aside from that connection to the natural world and the whole idea of solitude and, you know, and sound and science and all the ways that it goes into that, and more of a, I don't know, metaphysical sense, I was thinking about our own momentous personal experiences, our own equivalence to a tree, you know, falling in the forest, and not in a negative way, but maybe in this positive way, these things that happen in our life, triumphs and accomplishments and experiences, and how much more deeply we feel all of those things when we share and celebrate them with other people. And also, of course, watching Facebook throughout the course of the summer and seeing all of the journeys and adventures that my friends on Facebook have been on and looking at their photos, and it all looks so marvelous. And sometimes it can feel like too much. Sometimes you can feel a little envious, but other times I'm thinking, what a joyous celebration, you know, marking this occasion. One of my friends had posted that, you know, at 56 years old, he had finally been able to visit Europe this summer and take his family. And, you know, he just the joy in having saved and been able to take this trip and share it with his children. Just reading his post made me feel like that's a beautiful public celebration to share that accomplishment. And I was so happy for him reading that and knowing how heartfelt it was. And so I was thinking about that strong kind of psychic imprint that happens when we experience something that's really profound and we experience it in the company of others and people that we care about and want to share these experiences with. And it's different than the kind of the profound connection we have when we experience something alone, when we kind of have that internal experience of wonder. But that experience of having something magical happen and be witnessed by someone else makes it almost more rich and full. And that's why we celebrate at all. That's why we have celebrations, to make public the personal experiences in our life, to give substance to different events, marking anniversaries, marking birthdays, marking weddings, celebrating, you know, retirements. We do those things to take these personal experiences and make them public, and so that the public, those in our world, can celebrate along with us. And so it's interesting because there's kind of this mixed feeling about the idea of sharing our accomplishments or sharing our experiences, because we're always so concerned about being considered braggarts, right? Bragging about something, trying to show off. And again, that mixed experience on Facebook, some people, it feels like they're kind of bragging and, you know, pushing out there all of the wonderful things that they've done. But the other hand, there is this earnestness in sharing things that are heartfelt and deeply felt, that isn't bragging at all. It's just kind of this thing that emerges up out of us that we can't hold back, that we just, the joy ekes out of us, and people feel that warmth emanating from us and want to share in it with us. And so when you look at the definition of celebrate, first it means to acknowledge a significant or happy event. That can be anything, fixing your plumbing, hitting a hole in one, mastering a skill, overcoming a fear, experiencing a new place, meeting someone new, taking on a new challenge. Celebrate also is, we celebrate to honor an occasion, an anniversary, a birthday, a wedding, a bar mitzvah, any sort of, you know, event of significance. And then the last definition of celebrate is to hold up or share for public notice. And that's the kind of celebrating I want to do today, is to take this forum for each of us to be able to hold up and share with each other something that gives our life meaning, that makes it feel like it has value. And we're going to share a bit of our lives, and then we all will be able to give witness to that sharing, to things that might otherwise have been silent victories. And again, there's nothing wrong with the silent victory. Sometimes it feels great to just kind of internally know that you've got this and you've done something. But there's also something magnificent about a public victory. And I go back to the hole in one. I can't imagine anything that would be, I can imagine other things, but I imagine one of the things that would be most disappointing would be to hit a hole in one on a golf course and have no one there to witness it. Because you could never really prove it. And I don't know the rules of golf in such a way, but I would imagine that in order to get the accolades of having hit a hole in one, you would have to have had someone there to witness that you actually sunk right? That it went into the hole. So that would be such a, you know, one of those wonderful and yet hollow experiences at the same time, because you'd be looking around for people to ooh and ah, and there'd be no one there but you down looking at your ball in the hole. And I was also thinking of an experience I had when I was young. My family took a trip into Montana and Wyoming and all sorts of Idaho. It was a long road trip, and I was young, so mostly I was just along for the ride. But I'm not a sleeper when we go on trips, and so I would always sit next to my dad, shotgun, and talk to him the whole time he drove. And so we were in this old RV that he had borrowed from someone, and we were just cruising through. I can't remember the name of the park we were in at the time, where Old Faithful is, Yellowstone. So we were cruising through Yellowstone, and I was talking to my dad, and my mom and my brother were sleeping, and my dad was just driving. And all of a sudden, I saw a bear kind of come out of the woods right onto the road right next to us. Like, Dad, there's a bear. And my dad's like, too busy driving. He goes, you didn't see a bear. There's no bears there. But fortunately, I had my little Kodak camera all revved up and ready to go, and I snapped a shot. And so sure enough, when we came back from this trip and had our photos developed, and of course, you know, two photos out of 50 actually had anything, but the one photo of the bear sneaking out of the woods was right there on my camera, and I got to hold that up as my celebration, my joyous accomplishment for my family, and they had to witness this. I did see that bear. And how much more phenomenal it felt when my family was able to say, oh my gosh, that was great. You saw that. We witnessed that with you. So we're going to open up the phone lines, I think, and invite your celebratory moments. And it can be anything. You know, I don't want to limit it because we all have different things that feel like a celebration. Maybe you just finished writing a book. Maybe you completed a poem. Maybe you wrote a song. Maybe you performed for the first time somewhere. Maybe your child took his or her first steps. Maybe you have overcome a fear. You know, it can be anything that you want to celebrate in the public sphere. And also to promote yourself a little bit. You know, again, that difference between bragging, which I think is more defined by building up oneself at the same time making others feel poorly. That's bragging, braggadocio. But sharing or celebrating is more of something that is heartfelt, that feels like something we would have never accomplished on our own, or maybe that we didn't think we could ever do, and that is such a surprise to us that we just have to share it. And it's not in any way trying to make others feel badly or demean their experience or make them feel less than, but it's more about that sheer joy of wanting to share a victory, no matter how small, and have others witness that and to share that with them. And when we share those victories, as those celebrations, when we celebrate those things in our life, we give our life more meaning in simple ways. Because a lot of times we believe that unless we're having grandiose celebrations or some sort of momentous event, that, you know, everything else about our life is just kind of the same old, same old. But if you really sat and were quiet and thought about your day, each day, there are things that can be celebrated every single day. Little magical events that are worth sharing. 805-781-3875 is the number to be part of this conversation. I'm Elizabeth Barrett. You're listening to Public Radio, KCBX. 805-781-3875. What is it that you'd like to celebrate and share? What is something that is bubbling up inside of you, whatever that is, that you would like to have public recognition for? What about you, Bree?
Yeah, me?
Yeah, you.
Well, I think yesterday, this might spoil a birthday present that hasn't been given to someone yet, but who cares? They're probably not listening. So I bought a Super 8 camera for somebody special, and I got it off of Craigslist, and I tried to plug the batteries in, and they weren't working. And the camera wasn't turning on, and so I'm like, oh, what am I going to do? I'm going to have to go to a camera shop. Like, what camera shop knows how to fix Super 8 cameras from the 70s anymore? So I looked a little bit more at it, and I noticed that the spring for the battery part was broken. And so I was thinking, maybe that's it. And so I looked up a way to, on the internet, a way to fix it. And I guess if you stick a little ball of tinfoil and just stick it at the bottom and then stick the batteries in, it works. And it worked. And it was amazing.
I celebrate you.
Thank you.
And isn't it funny? Our first two celebrations with you and Hank were about feats of accomplishing some sort of repair work, which is funny. I mean, those sometimes can be the greatest things to celebrate, overcoming a puzzle, figuring out something that you've been grappling with for a long time. Those are wonderful things to celebrate. You know, for me, every time I do one of these little trips that includes flying is a celebration, because I don't know if I've told you, but I don't love to fly at all. I used to love it when I was young, but I really just stopped loving it quite a long time ago. And so every time I take any sort of trip, I always am proud of myself for kind of overcoming that discomfort or sense of not wanting to have to get on the plane, because I've never not enjoyed the journey of wherever I went on a plane. And so for me, there's little private celebrations that I think become more of a public celebration because my family all knows how I feel. And so every time, you know, I book a trip that includes flying, my whole family kind of holds their breath and says, oh my gosh, is this really going to happen? Those little celebrations kind of give us confidence. And every time we overcome and celebrate and an accomplishment, it gives us more confidence in ourselves. And then we're willing to maybe take more chances and take on other events. 805-781-3875. Hi, Karen, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Hi. I just wanted to call in because I'm celebrating having recently finished my first book, and it's called The Reluctant Artist. So I was struck by your name of The Reluctant Therapist, and I thought, oh, it's perfect. I need to call in. And it's just something I'm feeling proud of, and I've never written a book before. So it's kind of a big deal in my life.
It is a big deal. And what inspired your taking on this topic?
I've been kind of living a career as a fine artist for the past 10 years, and just, you know, about a year or two ago, felt, you know what, I think I have insights on just the creative process I'd like to share, and I think maybe there's a book inside me somewhere if I start kind of digging through ideas, and just decided let's just try and see what happens. So, yeah, and I'm, you know, just hoping to inspire people who are wanting to express creativity into the world. So that was kind of one of my goals.
And so how long did this process take you from deciding, hey, I think I might have a book in there, to where you are today celebrating the completion?
I think about a year and a half.
And so it's a big commitment to step into that goal.
Yes. And which is all the more reason when I was close to kind of finishing and getting ready to release it, I had a couple of people kind of remind me of the need to celebrate, because sometimes I forget to do that. And it's just easy to kind of go on with life as normal, the next thing on your plate. And so, okay, that's good. I need to be intentional about celebrating and, yeah, just recognizing that it's significant in my life. So
I know, and isn't that, it is interesting that we have this kind of way of being that once we complete a goal, that we jump so quickly into that next empty space and say, how do I fill it? Instead of just kind of riding out and breathing in what it was to just have gotten to where you are. So congratulations.
Thank you. And I love this topic. So thank you for bringing this to all of us today.
Well, I hope it will remind people to constantly look at and celebrate those small and big things that we do. And let us know when your book is available so people can appreciate your labors of love.
Yeah, no, great. It actually is available now. So, you know, if anyone's interested.
So The Reluctant Artist.
Find it on Amazon.
The Reluctant Artist, and easily found by Googling on Amazon.
Yep.
Thank you, Karen. Enjoy your day. Congratulations.
All right. Thank you.
I'm Elizabeth Barrett. This is A Conversation with a Reluctant Therapist, and we're celebrating everything about life that is important to us, maybe in ways that we don't recognize that they're important to us, or maybe we already know that they're amazing and we just are bursting and want to share them. What is it that you'd like to celebrate, to make public, to allow others to witness, and to maybe inspire others to go after things that they would like to celebrate? 805-781-3875. Hi, Rita, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm having my son and daughter-in-law are having their first baby in December.
Oh.
And I'm so excited for them. And this is my sixth grandchild, but it just has brought such joy to me. I can hardly wait to see them, and I'm just so happy for them that they're enjoying every minute of this as well.
So even with six grandchildren, it's just as exciting every time?
It is.
And what is it about being a grandmother that you enjoy so much?
Oh, I love seeing the babies and playing with them and just being grandma. Yeah.
And so do you have any advice for other first-time grandmas out there?
I'm not really. I just think I'm careful not to give them advice unless they ask for it.
So the nice thing is you just are there to love.
That's right.
Oh, congratulations, yeah. Rita. That's so exciting and excited for your, is it your son?
Yes.
And excited for them also. And I hope it all goes well.
I'm sure it will. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day. That is so exciting. And it's funny, I still get excited thinking about my granddaughter who's almost two. And the fun thing about children is that there's so much to celebrate because so much happens and so much changes so quickly every day and every week and every month that you just continue to hit milestones and have something to be in awe of and to, you know, celebrate those first experiences or those first times. And it's fun to watch children's faces react when you are excited for them because then they get doubly excited. So we're talking about celebrations today and celebrating and the importance of kind of sharing those things that matter in our lives to give our life a little more grounding. Because, again, it's easy to spend time thinking about the ways that we're struggling. It's easy to get caught up into the seriousness of our lives or to the things that are going on in the world that seem overwhelming and out of our control, that make us feel hopeless, that make us feel stuck in our life. You know, that half-empty, half-full experience of life can be a challenge. And where we put our energy quite often is how our mood will follow. And so I was thinking about how, you know, week after week, we talk about those things we grapple with and those things that we're trying to improve or those things that maybe are causing us to struggle with our mental health, well-being, or their families. And I was thinking while I was on this trip last week how important it is to also stop and recognize and notice and really pay attention to those things that are joyous about our life, those celebrating, the celebrations of our life. And different from bragging, you know, and different from even humble bragging, which is a term that's pretty new in our vernacular. Maybe more for the younger generation, this style of celebrating or talking about ourselves that starts off sounding like you're kind of being self-deprecating, but it ends up being a brag of some sort. And, you know, something like, well, I never really thought my child would accomplish much, but all of a sudden she was, you know, accepted into this Ivy League school, and who would have thought? I think that's more of an example of a humble brag where you start off kind of demeaning the person and then something amazing happens. So we're going to put all of that aside. We're going to put aside the judgments. We're going to put aside kind of the Facebook envy. We're going to put aside all of the ways that we feel like it's not okay in our society and our culture to talk about ourselves and celebrate ourselves or our accomplishments. We're going to put all those away, and we're going to take this time to be able to say out loud those things that we'd like to celebrate that feel exciting, that we want to share, to bubble out outside of us, and to make them more solid and real for ourselves. Because personal celebrations are wonderful, but when we take those personal experiences and we make them public in some sort of celebration, our psyche tends to hold on to them more tightly. We make what is called a psychic imprint, and it sits with us and lasts a long time. You can remember what it felt like when you first shared the news. You can remember where you were when you first heard that news or how people responded when you told them their good, your good news. All of those things, the sights, the smells, the sound, the experience, help to stamp those amazing events in our lives deeply in our psyche so that they're there and help our mental health overall, that they can help to buoy us at times in our life where we might be struggling. You can tap into these moments of celebration that still live within our psyche, still live within our body, and all they need is a little reminder, and those feelings flood over us, and that dopamine and serotonin come back, and we feel good again. Carol, you're on the air. What's on your mind today?
Hi. I just was listening to the grandmas, and I have a little four-year-old granddaughter who was in a piano recital on Saturday, and it was really, it was 30 seconds because she's only four. But at the end, it was the Hungarian Rhapsody. At the end, she gave the hugest smile to the crowd, and everybody just laughed and clapped, and I think she couldn't believe it. It was so fun.
And so you could see in her expression in that moment that she had taken in the joy of publicly presenting her talents.
Well, she loved it, and it's a lot of work, the piano, for a four-year-old. She has to focus, and she has to be disciplined, and it's really not fun, but she could really see the benefit of all her work, and she was just so overjoyed. I've never seen such an amazing expressive smile. It was hilarious, and everybody else was amazed, too, and the clapping was really about the smile, not so much the piano.
And sometimes that's what's more important, is just being able to witness someone's joy and experience that with them. And I think that's what we're talking about today, is that it's so fun to witness someone else's just sheer exuberance for life.
Well, right, and the other children, and you know, had beautiful responses too from the crowd. It was just lovely to see the violinist and the children who were singing, and just the joy. It was amazing.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time to call, Carol, because that is exactly what we're talking about today, is celebrating life's moments and really holding on to them. Thanks for calling in. This is A Conversation with a Reluctant Therapist. I'm Elizabeth Barrett. You're listening to Public Radio, KCBX, and today we're talking about celebrating and celebrations and paying attention to those things in our life that really matter, that if we didn't share them out loud, would not have the same deep experience inside of us. And so we're going to come back and take your calls in just a moment.
I just want to celebrate another day.
I'm Elizabeth Barrett. This is A Conversation with the Reluctant Therapist. And I'm curious to know what it is that you like to celebrate. What is it that you would like to share? Something personal to make public. And, you know, again, I think that in so many ways we've been conditioned to not share our personal triumphs because we don't want people to think that we're bragging. We don't want people to think that we have swelled heads or think too much of ourselves. And in ways, it's kind of sad because then other people miss out on, I don't know, being a part of the exuberance that you feel about something that you're enthusiastic about, something maybe as simple as getting the toilet to flush or figuring out the nuances of an old camera that you're able to fix and share with someone else. I mean, there are those little celebrations. Maybe there's the celebration of having a book released or the celebration of being able to hit a hole in one, hit a home run, accomplish a task that's been long overdue. Overcome a fear. There's a lot of those things in our daily life that we should take the time to kind of honor and celebrate and share with others and let them be a part of it with us. 805-781-3875. And then, you know, when I was thinking about this, I said, God, I don't have any celebrations of merit right now. Not anything that I'm working on, not any big projects, nothing really big or momentous new has come into my life. It's really a lot of small, wonderful celebrations, little things like seeing your child feel a sense of accomplishment or grow or gain confidence. That feels celebratory to me, having been able to see my daughter in Juno growing in ways that are just amazing, that I never imagined she would do so young. You know, there's those little momentous celebrations that we can have in our life about cooking a meal and sharing it with friends that feels celebratory and getting to talk about those things that matter to us. Those are those small celebrations to hold up for the public something that we want to share. 805-781-3875. Hi, Rick, you're on the air.
Hi. what I'd like to celebrate is when Bree was giving her little celebration about putting the tinfoil in the Super 8 camera.
Yes.
I thought, gee, I wonder if that would work in the Sony Walkman that I haven't been able to use for years because it had something similar wrong with it. So I went out in the kitchen, got some tinfoil and a couple of batteries and stuffed that in there, and sure enough, it worked, and all the presets are working. And now I've got this great little Sony Walkman stereo.
You have a piece of history reimagined.
Exactly, yeah. It's got a tape player. It was a really nice one that plays tapes and really good quality radio sound. And I just haven't been able to use it for years, and I've been, so kind of saddened by it. And also, I used it for my alarm. I would put it. I had it in my bedroom, and if I needed to wake up at a certain time, I would just. It's got an alarm sound on it, and stuff, and everything.
Sometimes those old items can still be fabulous, like pulling out our old record players now and playing albums. You know, that Walkman is a collector's item, and you're going to have a whole opportunity to revisit those great experiences of walking down the street listening to your tunes.
Yeah. I've been reviving old things for some time, and it's really fun when something works really well.
Absolutely. Well, and Bree, it's nice to know that you were able to inspire success today,
yeah.
Another celebration.
Thank the internet for that. I found it on the internet. I can't remember what website, but the internet is a great place to find ways to fix things.
Do they still make Super 8 film?
They do, yeah.
I
believe Kodak makes it, and this is what I've heard, the word on the internet streets is that if you film it on your camera, you can send it back to Kodak Company, and they can digitize it, so you'll have a digital file.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I used to do a lot of Super 8 stuff. In fact, I've got a whole bunch of Super 8 film that I've shot. You say Kodak can digitize it, huh?
Uh-huh. Yeah, you can get machines, too, but... Anyways, that's beside the point.
But yeah. Isn't it nice to be able to tune in and learn something on all different levels every time you tune in on a Tuesday?
Yeah, now we can all celebrate.
Thank you, Rick. Thanks for calling in. I like it. It's those little celebrations of life, those things we discover that all of a sudden make our lives more interesting and more fun. Hi, Anna. You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi. Hi, Michelle. Two weekends ago, the weekend of the slow triathlon, my family actually celebrated on multiple levels. My husband, who had done the triathlon before, actually couldn't do it last year because he had been injured multiple times and just couldn't do the training. So we celebrated, that his body could.
Yes, that's a huge celebration.
Especially at 61. And after a pretty devastating family loss last year, we found ourselves hosting a lot of family from 19 years old to 61 who were in town for the triathlon from Northern California and Southern. And at one point in the kitchen, my husband and I looked at each other like, we're celebrating, like we're hosting and and this feels good. Mm-hmm. So it was celebrating being together. It was celebrating hosting again. It was celebrating just, you know, what people's bodies and minds would let them do.
Well, and also to have come through a devastating period of time and to be able to find joy again together and to gather for fun experiences.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. And, I was thinking, well, we actually did celebrate. We looked at each other and the same, you know, time felt the same thing. Like, look at us, you know, I mean, we have had people over, but it hasn't felt the same.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And good for you for taking the moment to stop and honor it and to say this is happening, because as I was talking earlier in the show, it's making that psychic imprint. It's taking that experience. And it's one thing to be in the experience. It's another thing to actually stop, you know, recognize it, in some ways to take a mental photo of it and then digitize it back into your psyche so that you have those good feelings to draw on when you go through, you know, another inevitable stressful time. You'll always be able to pull this memory back.
Right, right.
So yes. Congratulations to everyone, and I celebrate with you.
Thank you.
Thanks for taking the time to call. You know, it's all about kind of making the personal public, being able to say it out loud, to share that joy. I love hearing people's excitement about something they're proud of. You know, don't you? It's like, I love hearing someone talk about something that they had looked forward to or dreamt of and had it happen. And I talked about it before, something simple as, you know, cooking a good meal. Because my daughter, Kirsten, and her husband are kind of, you know, foodies, and they're busy with their two-year-old. So you have to take those moments of life that you can when you're busy all the time with work and your child. And so every now and then my daughter will call and say, we just had the best dinner. And she's so excited about the flavors and putting it together. And it's so simple pleasures. And you know, food is celebration. And so how could we every day, if we were to celebrate that which we put in our mouth and in our bodies, how our bodies would react? Our bodies and our mind react to those feelings of joy. It's like we're ingesting not just the nutrients from the food, but the nutrients of that joy and happiness that comes from creating something that's good for us and sharing it with your partner, your husband, or whoever you're with to share the meals. That's why all ritual experiences like weddings and birthdays and even funerals, they culminate with a meal, because there's something profound about the sharing of food together. And so are you eating each day in a celebratory way? Are you making food that makes you feel joyous? That, you know, even though I am okay if you don't snap a picture and post on Instagram, I don't need to see anyone else's food pictures, but I do appreciate the joy of experiencing a good meal or that perfect glass of wine or, again, taking that great bike ride or, you know, being able to play tennis because after a shoulder injury, like all those things that go on in our lives that we tend to overlook as just life, to stop down and actually say, this is a celebration of whatever it is, that makes it real. 805-781-3875 is the number to be part of the conversation. You can also find us on our Facebook page, The Reluctant Therapist, or send me an email to elizabeth@thereluctanttherapist.com. Previous shows are at kcbx.org under the News Talk tab. And I know Bree uploads our show to Apple Tunes, and I think we're pretty current. But if you are someone who does podcasting, you can go and search A Conversation with a Reluctant Therapist and hit subscribe. You can also leave a review or a note, and that kind of helps more people find the show. But it is Apple Tunes, right?
Apple Podcasts.
Thank you. I keep saying the wrong thing. I knew it.
You keep changing the name.
So if you go into Apple Podcasts, and then people say, any way that you find your podcast, are there other venues?
There are a lot of other venues, and we are working to diversify our podcast apps. I know there's like Stitcher and just a ton of other ones, and there's lots of different platforms that people can choose to listen to it. But you can also do it always online. You can access that to any internet-connected device.
Through kcbx.org.
Through kcbx.org.
Okay, or podcast if you wanted to have it and be offline.
Yes.
I love all those things. Or if you have a Walkman, you can make a recording of the show on a tape and then listen to it later. I mean, look how far we have come.
Mm-hmm.
I want to celebrate our technology because it was amazing to be able to take just this silly phone up to Alaska. And I kept thinking, I should have more camera equipment. You know, I'm going into this place, into this wilderness that's so amazing. How will I capture it with this small little device? And yet we came home and looked at the pictures, and it was pretty remarkable what we were able to capture. And now the pictures, you know, for a few seconds, there's movement in the pictures, like a Harry Potter effect, which is pretty wild. And I love that I'm able to, you know, talk to my daughter, my family that are far, far away. I mean, all those little celebrations of technology, because I do admit I spend a lot of time in the show talking about the negative impacts of technology and screens and the ways that we need to be aware of how they can invade our lives. I mean, now we have to make conscious decisions and choices to remove the screen from our day to day. But conversely, because not, you know, everything isn't all horrible or all wonderful. There are goods and bads to everything. Some of the things I did appreciate about technology was that this little handheld device was able to capture this experience we just had. So what is it you'd like to celebrate? We've talked about being able to fix things. We've talked about the joy of grandchildren. We've talked about releasing a book, authoring a book. What is something in your life you'd like to celebrate? Something that has been an accomplishment, a joy. You talked about cooking. I mean, there is so many things that I wonder if people are just too busy out celebrating or creating those memories. 805-781-3875. What else for you, Bree? Because you are young and your life is must be some sort of celebration every day. I remember being 25 and every day feels like a party, an event of some kind.
I recently got published with NPR for the first time, so that was fun.
That's right.
Yeah, I think we did a similar show a while ago, and I just remember saying, like, as a goal, I like want to do that, and then I did it.
That's huge. That should have been at the top of our show. We should have been celebrating.
It's been
you.
A few weeks, but yeah.
Yeah, but congratulations. And that's a fantastic accomplishment, because what you're saying is that you did a story here for KCBX that got picked up by the national NPR and was broadcast all over the country.
Yep.
And maybe all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And then now lives on the internet.
I think so, yeah.
I mean, that's fantastic. Look at your smile.
Yay.
I know. I think we should have a little more celebration music to celebrate you and your accomplishments. I mean, because that is much bigger than a, oh, by the way, Elizabeth, this happened. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's something that people can spend many, many years of their career trying to have a piece picked up and published nationally. So I do want to take this moment. Let's listen to some more of Rare Earth and celebrate you. 805-781-3875 is the number to be part of the conversation. And we'll be back to take your calls. I'm Elizabeth Barrett. This is A Conversation with a Reluctant Therapist, and we are celebrating today, thinking about the word to celebrate, acknowledging a significant or happy event, honoring an occasion of some sort, and to hold up or share for public notice. That is to celebrate. And so that's what we're doing, is we're sharing and giving witness to each other's otherwise silent victories. We're giving public notice to those otherwise silent victories by sharing them on the air and with each other. And again, I love hearing the joy in people's voices about things that they've accomplished, no matter what that size of the accomplishment is, large or small. They all are important pieces in our psyche. You know, the whole idea is trying to maintain our mental health, maintain our well-being, maintain the joy in our lives, right? To keep ourselves in a place of good health. And one of the ways we maintain our good health from eating well and exercise and getting good sleep, but it's also taking steps that help our psyche feel grounded. And one of the ways that we ground our psyches to keep ourselves feeling balanced and alive is to take time to recognize and acknowledge those things that go well, to say them out loud, to get the praise and love from others when we have accomplished something, because those imprint in our psyche good feelings that sustain us through tough times. 781-3875. Hi, Jason, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Yes, hi. I just wanted to call because I felt compelled to share that I am just celebrating 13 years of sobriety.
Fantastic. Congratulations, Jason.
Thank you. You just listened to your program today, and I'm a longtime listener, first-time caller.
Well, thank you.
But from ages 13 until 34, I led a very self-destructive life of substance abuse and alcoholism, and practiced, you know, self-hate, self-loathing, self-destruction, all of it. And like you just mentioned about the psyche, at 34, I had a monumental psychic change, and with the help of 12-step programs and peers and things. I just celebrated 13 years of sobriety a few weeks ago, and life has been no more wonderful than it ever has been today.
And so how do you mark it on a regular basis? You know, do you do things to honor yourself in this accomplishment?
Yes. And by the tenets of the principles and spiritual principles that I live, I absolutely do. I show love and tolerance and compassion towards my wife, towards my little puppies, towards my neighbors, towards myself. And I try and practice that to the best of my ability every single day, either through little exercises like meditation or reading something spiritual or especially abstaining from doing things too, mm-hmm. You know, not getting too impatient or not getting too angry at the person trying to go through the stop sign first.
It is those little moments of grace that we give to others really do make us feel good about ourselves.
Yes, absolutely. And being of service to others and helping others try and feel good. Mm-hmm. Therefore, you know, that karmic circle where it makes me feel good.
Yeah, absolutely. Jason, I honor your accomplishment, and I can hear the joy in your voice. So continue your celebration, and I look forward to hearing you on your 14th year sober and your 15th year, and continued love and success.
Right on, Elizabeth. Thank you, and keep being awesome.
Thanks. Thanks for calling in. Hi, yep. Jean. You're on the air. What's on your mind?
I hate to be the odd man out here, but this is... sort of a celebration of something I did when I was young. And I don't think it would have been as meaningful if anyone had been there.
Okay.
And so when I was 14, my mother allowed me to go to Maine to visit her best friend. And I think she actually wanted to get rid of me because I was being a pain in the neck. And I was 14, and... All I cared about was boys, and I don't know, I was not fun to be with.
Being 14.
And so there I was in this beautiful lake in Maine in a lovely house, although it was very rudimentary. I mean, there was outhouse, and that was one of the great things I could do. She let me drive her car to the spring to get water for the day. And that was great. But the most memorable thing was that early in the morning, it was very misty, and I'd go down the path to the lake, and there were all sorts of animals, fox. There was a mink swimming around the dock, and I took the canoe and paddled it into town, which was a great accomplishment for me because I have no sense of direction, as my family would attest. But I felt so alone in the most wonderful, liberating way. It was so memorable to me, and it's been 65 years, and I remember that feeling. It was just wonderful.
Well, and I'm glad you brought that up, too, because, you know, although we're celebrating the public of the personal, there is those personal triumphs that we do hold dear that don't need necessarily accolades from others, that celebration to ourselves is enough to carry us for a lifetime. And it's
there
interesting.
You are.
Yeah. Thank you for taking the time to call.
I was happy to.
This is A Conversation with a Reluctant Therapist. I'm Elizabeth Barrett, and it is about celebrations of life every day, because I keep going back to this experience I had kind of hiking through the forest and wondering, you know, the old philosophical adage, if a tree falls in the forest and no one is around to hear it, does it make a sound? And philosophically, from listening to Jean, there is that piece of you can be by yourself and no one may be there to see the fox with you or the mink or to see you paddle across the lake into town, and it still makes a sound within yourself, that we still know it happened and it lives with inside of us, and those memories can be as deep and rich as they were at that time. And I think the important piece of it, of the entire story today, is that we need to take as much time to celebrate those accomplishments, either with those that we love or within ourselves, to take a moment to honor and recognize that these events happen, that they are special, that they make life worth living, that they make each day feel sacred. It's taking the time to notice and say it out loud. This is a special time. This is something special that's happening. This is something that feels good. This is something that deserves recognition. All of those moments help to maintain our mental health in really profound ways, to make sure that we're balancing the good with the struggles, to make sure we recognize the good when it's there so it'll sustain us when we go through the struggles. And so I encourage you to find something to celebrate, to light a candle, to sing a song, to do a dance, to enjoy a meal. Take a moment to celebrate those little things in your life and celebrate the big ones, and create that psychic stamp that'll carry you throughout a lifetime. And this has been A Conversation with a Reluctant Therapist. I'm Elizabeth Barrett. You can find us on our website, thereluctanttherapist.com, or at kcbx.org. You can find me at Elizabeth at thereluctanttherapist.com. And I look forward to continuing the conversation next week, and to remind you that ultimately we are the heroes of our own lives, and we can make the celebrations happen at any moment. And so I encourage you to go out and make it a wonderful day.
Forever.